House lawmakers are considering 57 separate bills to slow down the opioid crisis. Back in 2016, President Obama signed the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act into law. At the time, it was the first major federal action on addiction in decades, but obviously the problem is still raging. Lev Fasher is Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Lev, let's take a look. 57 bills. Give us a brief overview of the categories.
Yeah, 57. It's certainly a lot. The categories are what you'd expect in terms of treatment, prevention, enforcement. There are bills to make sure money the health department awards for opioid treatment goes to evidence-based programs and increasing funding for programs that treat neonatal abstinence syndrome when babies are born with opioid dependencies. A lot of bills to step up enforcement of drugs that are being imported and sometimes trafficked into the United States that are often responsible for overdose deaths. So really runs the gamut of what experts would like to see. There are questions about whether they go far enough and why they've been packaged this way just in terms of political timing.
Talk about some of those questions. We know some are worried that it seems to be targeting just opioids when they feel that methamphetamines and cocaine are still huge problems. What about money that should go towards monitoring those who supply the drugs legally and illegally?
Yeah, there are absolutely bills that would better regulate how opioids are prescribed. One that comes to mind would incentivize non-opioid forms of post-surgical pain care. That's certainly something that is high on Congress's to-do list. Mm-hmm. If you look at actual drug companies and some of the pharmaceutical manufacturers thought to be responsible for this crisis, that's not really an issue Congress is legislating on. There are some active investigations if you look at drug distributors or wholesalers. But in a conversation I had with Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin who chairs the Oversight Committee a few weeks ago, he actually said that if you look at all the ongoing litigation against pharmaceutical companies at a consolidated federal court in Ohio, that is where he believes much of the enforcement and much of the retribution, if you will, toward those pharmaceutical companies thought to be responsible should be taking place. And that's really, he said, outside the realm of Congress.
Well, he's also someone who said a while back that he thought that the expansion of Medicaid was part of the problem because he thought it led to too much opioid prescription. Of course, that was immediately swatted down because the opioid crisis started long before the expansion of Medicaid. But is there a partisan divide here as to what Democrats and Republicans want?
The vast majority of these bills have been bipartisan. And if you look at a spending bill agreed to a few months ago, there's about $4 billion that Congress agreed to spend on opioid-specific issues. So in general, I would say lawmakers are on the same page. There are a few sticking points. And of course, there's the thinking that, you know, this is 57 bills that really could be a comprehensive legislative package, but they're being considered as 57 bills because that way there are 57 lawmakers who can campaign, you know, Democrat and Republican alike, who can say, look what we did to solve this crisis, because it's really something that Americans in every single congressional district care about very deeply.
Mm-hmm. But do you think there is a sense that it might become a comprehensive package at some point just to get it done?
Yes, absolutely. And they'll likely package it as such. And of course, there's the question of what the Senate will do. I think it's likely that the Senate will end up passing a different version of this legislation. It remains to be seen. The House is certainly ahead of them. The goal seems to be something signed into law before the 2018 midterm so that everyone, A, can get something done, and B, tell their constituents what they have been doing.
And just what about money for treatment and maybe even a shift away from considering these addictions criminal as opposed to considering them medical?
People talk about stigma all the time, Democrats and Republicans. That doesn't mean there isn't some divide about how opioid addiction should be approached, if at all, from a criminal justice setting. As you could guess, Republicans tend to be a little more hawkish on the enforcement side, and Democrats, I would say, tend to emphasize treatment more. But by and large, the two parties are in agreement on these issues, and enforcement conversations at this point on Capitol Hill tend to revolve much more around illicit drug distribution and dealers as opposed to possession, which people seem more willing than they have been previously to acknowledge that this is a disease and should not necessarily, obviously that's not always true, but should not necessarily be prosecuted in a criminal fashion.
That's Lev Fasher, Washington correspondent for STAT. We'll link you to his writing at herenow.org. You can look deeper at these 57 bills. Lev, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Well, the opioid crisis has hit coal country particularly hard, the decline of the industry putting added stress on locals. But in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, where the ruins of an idled coal mine sat vacant for decades, a local artist is transforming the grounds into an outdoor art gallery. Adelina Lancianis is of member station WECA in Pittsburgh reports.